This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Maui wildfires in Hawaii are now the deadliest fires the U.S. has seen in more than 100 years. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Cadaver dogs sift through the ruins of Lahaina as the death toll continues to rise, making the Maui wildfires in Hawaii the deadliest the U.S. has seen in more than a century. Thousands of structures have been damaged or destroyed, and more than 2,000 acres of land burned, says the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA estimated the cost to rebuild Lahaina at $5.5 billion. Hawaii Governor Josh Green warned the death toll would continue to rise as more victims were discovered. Officials say dogs trained to detect bodies have only covered 3% of the search area so far.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. The streets of Niger's capital appeared calm on Sunday, 1 week after a deadline passed for mutinous soldiers in Niger to reinstate President Mohamed Bazoum or face military intervention from the West African bloc known as ECOWAS. The coup appears to have many supporters on the streets of Niamey, including this man. He said there's no problem in Niger now, but if ECOWAS says it's going to come and attack Niger, it's going to see Niger's red eyes right now. A Russian warship on Sunday fired warning shots at a cargo ship in the southwestern Black Sea as it made its way northwards, the first time Russia has fired on merchant shipping beyond Ukraine since exiting a landmark UN-brokered grain deal last month. Russia in July halted participation in the Black Sea grain deal that allowed Ukraine to export agricultural produce via the Black Sea. This is VOA News. At least 55 people have been killed and more than a million affected by 2 weeks of torrential rains causing floods and landslides in southeast Bangladesh, officials said Sunday. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
These are some of the heaviest rains in recent years. That's what Bangladesh's meteorological department chief told AFP. Officials said heavy rains lashed the southeast region August 1st through 11th, triggering flash floods that caused rivers to burst their banks and inundate hundreds of villages. Officials say it was only possible to confirm how many were killed after the floodwaters began to recede. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
An attack on a Shiite Muslim shrine in Iran's southern city of Shiraz killed at least one person on Sunday, a local official told state TV, adding that one person had been arrested. At least seven people were wounded, including two workers at the shrine and two pilgrims, and shops in the area had been closed. State TV said the shrine area had been closed off by security forces. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack on the shrine, which state news agency IRNA said had been carried out by terrorists. Islamic State last October said it launched an attack on the shrine in which 15 people were killed. The United Nations peacekeeping mission in Mali on Sunday said it had sped up a planned withdrawal from a town in northern Mali due to worsening security as fighting in the area raised fears of a revival of a separatist uprising. Over the past few days, a northern rebel alliance has accused Malian forces and Russian Wagner troops of violating a ceasefire by attacking its forces stationed in the area. The Malian army on Saturday said six of its soldiers were killed repelling an attempted incursion by an unspecified, quote, armed terrorist group. The Barbie movie continues to roll over the competition at the box office. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Barbie earned another $33.7 million in North American theaters this weekend, according to studio estimates. That puts it in the number one spot for movie audiences for a fourth week and pushes it past the $500 million mark in North America. Oppenheimer is in second place. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem is number three. Meg 2 The Trench takes fourth place, while The Last Voyage of the Demeter debuts in fifth. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.